The following sermon is brought to you by Springville South Church of Christ. For more information, please visit www.springvillesouthchurch.org.au.
Christianity is not a philosophy. You can practice any major religion in this world without its central figure and it'll go on. But one thing you know, you cannot have Christianity without Christ. You cannot have Christianity without Christ. Because Christianity is not a religion. It is a relationship with a living and a loving and a merciful God. Christianity is not a cult. Christianity is not a creed. Christianity is not a cause. Christianity is not even a church. Christianity is Christ Himself.
Well, good morning, church. Now this morning, I'm going to do something a little bit different. Well, not really different, but you know, doing a new series.
Yeah,
It's something that Pastor Glenn has asked me to consider doing since last year.
Once
I finish with 1 John. So this morning we're going to be looking at parables. Before we do that, let's just bow and just pray. Father, we just commit ourselves, Lord God, to the authority of your word this morning, Lord. We ask, Lord God, that you would help us to have ears to hear and eyes to see, Lord God. Father, just pray, Lord, that what we learn, Lord God, would cause us to just to love you more, Lord God, and just to love others, Lord God, who are in the household of God. So we just ask, Lord God, that that you would help us to submit ourselves, to obey your word. And Lord God, we just invite your presence here this morning, Lord God, and that you would be with us, Lord God, that you would open up our hearts and our minds. I pray that, Lord God, that you would use me and guide my mouth, Lord God, into preaching your word here this morning, Lord God, for the building up of our brothers and sisters here, Lord. So we submit ourselves, Lord God, for your glory. In Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Now the question that we need to ask ourselves is this. What is a parable? A parable is simply a word picture. And our Lord Jesus uses this to illustrate spiritual meanings. A lesson that we can understand. Not always. And it will require extra explanation. And parables are really picture stories that actually illustrates everyday life. In the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, there are many parables that our Lord Jesus speaks of. And he speaks these parables to the crowd. And Jesus began to actually speak in parables halfway through out his ministry.
And
there are probably around 35 to 40 parables that Jesus actually speaks about. Now, the question is, well, why did Jesus begin to speak to them in parables? Does anybody know? To the disciples, yep, that's true. You see, the reason why Jesus speaks to the crowds who were listening to him in parables was because the crowd had an unbelieving heart.
ដោយសារតែហ្វូងមនុស្សនឹងគឺមានចិត្តដែលមិនជឿ
You know the crowd they consisted of the common people.
ហើយអាហ្វូងមនុស្សនឹងគឺសាមញ្ញនោះគឺមនុស្សដែលស្អីតែមនុស្សដែលធម្មតា
The Pharisees and the scribes.
ហើយអាពួកអាចារ្យផារីស៊ីហើយនឹងពួកអាចារ្យនឹង
You know these people after witnessing all of the miracles that Jesus performed.
ពួកនឹងគឺគេធ្វើទីបន្ទាល់អំពីការអស្ចារ្យដែលព្រះយេស៊ូវបានធ្វើ
They still had an unbelieving heart.
គេនៅតែមានចិត្តអត់ជឿអញ្ចឹង
You know they accused Jesus of performing these miracles in the name of Satan.
គឺគេបន្ទោសព្រះយេស៊ូវនឹងធ្វើការអស្ចារ្យនឹងនៅក្នុងឈ្មោះរបស់សាតាំង
Please. In Matthew chapter 13 verse 34 says this.
នៅក្នុងកម្មម៉ាថាយចំពុក13ខ34បានមានបន្ទូលថាអញ្ចឹ
ង Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parable. He did not say anything to them without using a parable.
ព្រះយេស៊ូវមានបន្ទូលសក្តីទាំងនេះដោយពាក្យប្រៀបធៀបដល់ហ្វូងមនុស្សទ្រង់បានមានបន្ទូលនឹងគេឥតពាក្យប្រៀបធៀបទេ
Also in Mark chapter 4 verses 12
នៅក្នុងកាន់គម្ពីរម៉ាកុស
Our Lord says this.
ចំពុក4ខ12
So that they may indeed see but not perceive and may indeed hear but not understand lest they should turn and be forgiven
ដើម្បីកាលណាគេឃើញនោះឲ្យគេឃើញមែនតែឥតយល់ទេហើយកាលណាឮនោះឲ្យគេឮមែនតែស្ដាប់មិនបានសោះក្រែងគេប្រែចិត្តហើយបាបគេបានអត់ទោសឲ្យ
Also in John chapter 10 verse 6 our Lord also says this
កាន់គម្ពីរយ៉ូហានចំពុក
10 John actually says this because Jesus used this figure of speech but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them
ព្រះយេស៊ូវបានមានបន្ទូលពីពាក្យនេះប៉ុន្តែផារីស៊ីនឹងអត់យល់អំពីទ្រង់មានបន្ទូលនោះទេ
And as Russell answered correctly he said to the disciples he says this to you have been given the secret of the kingdom of God
ដោយជារ៉ាសូបាននិយាយមិញគឺចំពោះពួកសិស្សគឺព្រះអង្គបានឲ្យឃើញនៅនគរព្រះ
Imagine we were a part of the crowd
ឧបមាថាបើយើងនៅក្នុងចំណោមហ្វូងមនុស្ស
I'd be worried
ខ្ញុំខ្វល់ខ្វាយ
Would you be worried
តើអ្នកមានព្រួយចិត្តខ្វល់ខ្វាយទេ
Jesus is saying something and you just don't understand it
ហើយព្រះយេស៊ូវមានបន្ទូលហើយអ្នកអត់យល
់ Thankful that we can understand the parables of Jesus Amen
អរគុណដែលយើងបានយល់អំពីពាក្យប្រាថ្នារបស់ព្រះយេស៊ូវអាមែន
Thankful to God that he's given us his word that is not written in parables
អរគុណដែលព្រះអង្គមានបន្ទូលឲ្យយើងបានឲ្យពាក្យព្រះអង្គដល់យើងហើយអត់មាននិយាយអំពីពាក្យប្រាថ្នា
Because our Lord and our God is compassionate and is merciful
ហើយព្រះអម្ចាស់ហើយព្រះនៅយើងទ្រង់ពោពេញដោយសេចក្តីមេត្តាករុណា
Because in John chapter 16 verse 25 says this
នៅក្នុងកាន់យ៉ូហានចំពុក16ខ25ទ្រង់បានមានបន្ទូល
This is what Jesus is saying Though I have been speaking figuratively a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language but will tell you plainly about my father
ខ្ញុំនិយាយសក្តីទាំងនេះដល់អ្នករាល់គ្នាដោយពាក្យប្រៀបធៀបតែនឹងមានពេលវេលាមកដែលខ្ញុំនឹងនិយាយនឹងអ្នករាល់គ្នាដោយពាក្យប្រៀបធៀបមិនដោយពាក្យប្រៀបធៀបទៀតទេគឺនឹងនិយាយនឹងអ្នករាល់គ្នាពីពវរបិតាយ៉ាងច្បាស់លាស់វិញ
So for the crowd it was a mystery for them
ហើយចំពោះហ្វូងមនុស្សវិញគឺជាស្ដេចអាកំបាំងចំពោះពួកគេ
It probably annoyed them as well because they couldn't understand what Jesus was saying
ប្រហែលគួរឲ្យធុញទ្រាន់ដល់គេណាស់ពេលព្រះយេស៊ូវមានបន្ទូលឲ្យពួកគេអត់យល
់ But for the disciples and for all of us
ហើយចំពោះពួកសិស្សហើយចំពោះយើងគ្រប់គ្នាវិញ
We've been blessed to understand the parables and the meaning behind the parables
គឺយើងបានប្រពោហើយយើងយល់ពីអត្ថន័យនៃពាក្យប្រាថ្នាទាំងនោះ
It's only through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit
គឺតើតែមានព្រះវិញ្ញាណបរិសុទ្ធដែលគង់នៅក្នុងយើង
That you and I can actually understand what it is that God wants to communicate to us
ហើយដែលយើងអាចយល់ថាអ្វីដែលព្រះនឹងចង់មានបន្ទូលមកកាន់យើង
And actually even apply these truths to our life
ហើយឲ្យបានដាក់នៅសេចក្តីពិតនៅក្នុងជីវិតយើង
So praise God that God sent forth his Holy Spirit amen
សូមអរគុណព្រះដែលព្រះនឹងបានប្រទាននៅព្រះវិញ្ញាណបរិសុទ្ធដល់យើង
So let's look at our first parable this morning
សូមឲ្យយើងមើលនៅពាក្យប្រស្នាជាដំបងរបស់យើង
So if you have your Bibles turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 10
សូមបងប្អូនបើកនៅកាន់គម្ពីរលូកាជំពូក
10 Luke chapter 10 verses 25 through 37
ខ25ដល់ខ
37 Luke chapter 10 verses 25 through to 37 And behold a lawyer stood up to put him to the test saying Teacher what shall I do to inherit eternal life He said to him What is written in the law How do you read itAnd he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. Verse 29, But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho.And he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him pass by on the other side, so likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him pass by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion.He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he sent him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Which of those 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? And he said,The one who showed him mercy, and Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise."
Luke, chapter 10, from 35 to 37. ในกรณีนู้นมีเนี่ยประชาชนเนี่ยชอล้างตู้ระบองตรงท่าลูกครูในตาตาไอขยมทเวดได้มาได้ดำใบไอบานชีวิตอกอจินเลยตรงมีบรรทุชลายท่าขนมกระตุ้นไหนตามีกอดตกยางได้มาได้คล้าតាអ្នកមើលយល់ឬទេអ្នកនោះទូលថាឯងត្រូវស្រឡាញ់ព្រះអម្ចាស់ជាព្រះនៃឯងអស់អំពីចិត្តអស់អំពីប្រលឹងអស់អំពីកម្លាំងនិងអស់អំពីគំនិតឯងព្រមទាំងអ្នកចិត្តខាងដូចខ្លួនឯងដែរត្រង់មានបន្ទូលតបថាអ្នកបានឆ្លើយត្រូវហើយចូលអ្នកធ្វើដូច្នោះចុះនោះអ្នកនឹងរស់នៅពិតតែអ្នកនោះចង់សម្ដែងខ្លួនជាអ្នកសុចរិតក៏ទូលសួរទ្រង់ទៀតថាតើអ្នកណាជាអ្នកចិត្តខាងខ្ញុំព្រះយេស៊ូវមានបន្ទូលថាមានមនុស្សម្នាក់កំពុងតែធ្វើដំណើរពីក្រុងយេរូសាឡឹមចុះទៅក្រុងយេរីកូក៏ធ្លាក់ខ្លួនទៅក្នុងកណ្ដាប់ដៃនៃពួកចោរវាប្លន់គាត់ព្រមទាំងវាយឲ្យត្រូវរបួសរួចចាញ់បាត់ទៅចោរគាត់ឲ្យទ្រោមនៅជួនមានសង្ឃមួយអង្គចុះមកតាមផ្លូវនោះកាលបានឃើញគាត់នោះក៏វៀងតាមមកខាងហោះទៅហើយមានពួកលេវីម្នាក់មកដល់កន្លែងនោះដែរកាលបានឃើញក៏វៀងតាមមកខាងហោះទៅទៀតតែមានសាសសាមារីម្នាក់ដើរដំណើរមកដល់កាលបានឃើញហើយនោះក៏មានចិត្តក្តួលអាណិតដល់គាត់ទើបទូលទៅចូលទៅរុំរបួសឲ្យព្រមទាំងយកប្រេងនិងស្រាចាក់លាបរួចលើកដាក់លើសត្វជាជំនិះរបស់ខ្លួនដឹកនាំទៅឲ្យផ្ទះសំណាក់ថែទាំរក្សាគាត់ស្អែកឡើងការគាត់រៀបនឹងចាញ់ទៅនោះក៏យកប្រាក់4កាក់ហុចដល់ម្ចាស់ផ្ទះនោះដោយប្រាប់ថាចូលថែរក្សាអ្នកនេះផងបើជួនជាអ្នកចាយលើសពីនេះទៅនោះដល់ខ្ញុំមកវិញខ្ញុំនឹងសងអ្នកដូច្នោះក្នុង3អ្នកនោះតើអ្នកស្មានថាអ្នកណាជាអ្នកចិត្តខាងនឹងមនុស្សដែលធ្លាក់ក្នុងកណ្ដាប់ដៃពួកចោរនោះអ្នកនោះឆ្លើយថាគឺអ្នកដែលមានចិត្តអាណិតដល់គាត់នោះឯងដូច្នោះព្រះយេស៊ូវមានបន្ទូលថាទៅចុះចូលអ្នកប្រព្រឹត្តបែបយ៉ាងដូច្នោះដែរអរគុណព្រះអង្គ
Now this is the parable of the good Samaritan
នេះគឺជារឿងប្រស្នាអំពីសាសសាមារីដែលមានចិត្តសប្បុរស
It is exactly what the title is about the good Samaritan
គឺដូចជាពេលវេលាដែលយើងរស់នៅគឺសាសសាមារីដែលមានចិត្តសប្បុរស
Now the reason why I chose to begin with this parable.
ហេតុអ្វីក៏ខ្ញុំជ្រើសរើសដើម្បីចាប់ដើមនៅរឿងបាសនានេះជាដំបូង.
Because what lies behind the story is quite interesting.
ហើយអ្វីដែលនៅពីក្រោយសាច់រឿងហ្នឹងគឺមានសក្តីគួរឲ្យចាប់អារម្មណ៍ខ្លាំងណាស់.
Especially for all of us.
ជាពិសេសគឺចំពោះយើងទាំងអស់គ្នាផ្ទាល
់. What does God expect of us as believers and as corporately as a church?
ហើយតើព្រះចង់ឲ្យយើងជាអ្នកជឿហើយជាអ្នកដែលរួមគ្នានៅក្នុងក្រុមជំនុំធ្វើ
And we'll find that short and simple answer at the close of my message this morning.
ហើយយើងនឹងបានចម្លើយនេះក្រោយដែលការអធិប្បាយខ្ញុំចប់នៅវេលាព្រឹកនេះ
But what's also interesting
តើអ្វីដែលគួរឲ្យចាប់អារម្មណ៍នោះ
is the question itself.
គឺជាសំណួរខ្លួនឯង
Next question please. It is a question aboutEternal life.
សំណួរអំពីជីវិតដ៏អស់កល
And Luke tells us that this lawyer had a specific motive.
ហើយលោកលូកានឹងបានប្រាប់យើងថាអ្នកដែលប្រាជ្ញខាងច្បាប់នឹងគឺមានចំណុចដែលសំខាន
់ This lawyer is a scribe, one who was also an expert of the law of Moses.
ហើយអ្នកប្រាជ្ញខាងច្បាប់នឹងគឺអ្នកដែលជំនាញខាងច្បាប់លោកម៉ូសេ
And you know the Pharisees and the scribes were actually convinced
ហើយពួកអាចារ្យផារីស៊ីហើយនិងពួកអាចារ្យអស់នឹងគឺមានជំនឿដែលជឿជាក
់ That what they have they have what it actually takes to earn salvation
ហើយអ្វីដែលគេមាននឹងអ្វីដែលគេមាននឹងគឺឲ្យគេមានសេចក្តីសង្គ្រោះ
That by loving God with all of their heart their mind their soul and their strength and loving their neighbors
ហើយអ្វីដែលគេស្រឡាញ់ព្រះអស់អំពីចិត្តអស់អំពីគំនិតអស់អំពីកម្លាំងនឹងហើយនឹងស្រឡាញ់អ្នកចិត្តខាងដូចខ្លួនឯង
The day would be saved
នឹងគេនឹងបានសង្គ្រោះហើយបើធ្វើអញ្ចឹង
They knew all of that
គេដឹងអំពីក្រឹត្យវិន័យអស់នឹង
But yet they still choose to test Jesus
ប៉ុន្តែគេនៅតែជ្រើសរើសដើម្បីសាកល្បងព្រះយេស៊ូវ
But they might have behind that in testing Jesus
ហើយអ្វីដែលនៅពីក្រោយគេដែលជំរុញឲ្យគេសាកព្រះយេស៊ូវនឹង
was because if Jesus had answered anything that was contrary to the law of God
ហើយបើព្រះយេស៊ូវនឹងទ្រង់ឆ្លើយមកផ្ទុយនឹងច្បាប់របស់ព្រះ
he would be found guilty
ហើយទ្រង់នឹងខុស
and they could put him to death
ហើយគេនឹងសម្លាប់ទ្រង់ចោល
so that was their motive in why they wanted to test Jesus
គឺនៅនេះហើយគឺការជំរុញទឹកចិត្តគេដើម្បីឲ្យគេសាកព្រះយេស៊ូវ
I mean have you ever come across people in your own life
តើអ្នកមានដែរជួបប្រទះនៅមនុស្សនៅក្នុងជីវិតដែលអ្នករស់នៅទេ
And they know that you're a Christian right
ហើយគេដឹងថាអ្នកគ្រីស្ទានមែនទេ
Yet they choose to ask you questions
ហើយគេនឹងជ្រើសរើសដើម្បីសួរសំណួរអ្នក
that are difficult ones
សំណួរដែលពិបាកដល់អ្នក
And that you know that no matter how much you answer them
ទោះបីជាអ្នកប្រឹងឆ្លើយនឹងគេយ៉ាងម៉េចក៏ដោយ
It's never a satisfying answer is it
គឺមិនដាឲ្យគេស្កប់ស្កល់ទេ
They really test your patience don't they
គឺសាកល្បងនឹងការអត់ធ្មត់របស់អ្នកមែនទេ
You know I don't know about you but I find it frustrating when that does happen
ខ្ញុំមិនដឹងទេចំពោះអ្នកប៉ុន្តែចំពោះខ្ញុំគឺគួរឲ្យមានការធុញទ្រាន់ខ្លាំងណាស
់ That no matter how much you try to answer their questions whether it's legitimate or not
ទោះបីជាអ្នកខំប្រឹងឆ្លើយនឹងសំណួរគេយ៉ាងម៉េចក៏ដោយ
Sometimes it can cause us to even have kind of like a bad mood isn't it
គឺ sometimes ជួនកាលហ្នឹងគឺធ្វើឲ្យអារម្មណ៍យើងមិនល្អទេមែនទេ
We throw in this bitterness look this kind of like ugly face at them
គឺយើងអាឆ្លើយតបទៅវិញដោយចិត្តជូរល្វីងហើយជួនកាលហ្នឹងយើងប្រាទឹកមុខកញ្ញើទៅដល់គេ
That's us in our sinful nature
ចានេះគឺយើងនៅក្នុងរូបកាយដែលមានរូបសាច់ឈាមដែលមានអំពើបាប
But what is interesting is that this is not the way that Jesus displays himself or shows himself
តែនេះមិនជារបៀបដែលព្រះយេស៊ូវទ្រង់អង្អញអង្ទងនោះទេ
He could have I mean he's God after all right
គឺទ្រង់គឺជាព្រះនៅអ្វីអ្វីទាំងអស
់ He could throw in his righteous anger his wrath at them if he wanted to
គឺទ្រង់អាចចោលនៅកំហឹងអាចនៅខឹងដល់ពួកគេបាន
But instead our Lord Jesus shows compassion and mercy and grace
ប៉ុន្តែផ្ទុយទៅវិញទ្រង់បានបង្ហាញនូវសេចក្តីមេត្តាករុណាអាណិតអាសូរទៅដល់គេ
And instead of Jesus answering their questions
ហើយផ្ទុយពីព្រះយេស៊ូវឆ្លើយនឹងចម្លើយពួកគេ
Jesus asks the questions in return
ព្រះយេស៊ូវបានឆ្លាក់សួរសំណួរ តបទៅវិញ
getting them to answer their own question
ដើម្បីឲ្យគេឆ្លើយនៅអាសំណួររបស់គេ
So Jesus says you know well, what is written in the law you tell me
ហើយព្រះយេស៊ូវមានបន្ទូលថាតើនៅក្នុងក្រឹត្យវិន័យទៅសេថាម៉េចអ្នកឯងប្រាប់ខ្ញុំមក
Now keep in mind here that this is God in human flesh
សូមឲ្យចាំនៅក្នុងចិត្តអ្នកថានេះគឺជាព្រះដែលទ្រង់គង់នៅក្នុងសាច់ឈាមមនុស្ស
Jesus knew what they were thinking
ព្រះយេស៊ូវដឹងថាគេកំពុងតែគិតអ្វី
Because God is all knowing
ពីព្រះព្រះទ្រង់ដឹងនៅគ្រប់អ្វីទាំងអស
់ God is omniscient
ព្រះទ្រង់ដឹងនៅអ្វីទាំងអស់
In Psalms chapter 139 verse 2 says this that God perceives the thoughts of man from afar next verse please
នៅក្នុងកាន់គម្ពីរទំនុកតម្កើងចំពុក139ខ2ទ្រង់បានមានបន្ទូលថាទ្រង់ជ្រាបការដែលទូបង្គំអង្គុយចុះនិងការដែលទូបង្គំក្រោកឡើងផងទ្រង់ក៏យល់កម្រិតរបស់ទូបង្គំពីចម្ងាយដែរ
In Matthew chapter 12, verses 25, also says this, that Jesus knew their thoughts.
Hi, in the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 25, Jesus knew their thoughts.
Also in Luke chapter 6, verse 8, it also said that Jesus knew what they were thinking.
In the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 8, Jesus knew what they were thinking.ដឹងនៅអ្វីដែលគេកំពុងតែគិត
Now for us to think that this guy could even try to put God to a test
ចំពោះយើងដឹងថាមនុស្សបរោះនេះកំពុងតែសាក់លបងព្រះ
was kind of stupid and you know foolish
យ៉ាគឺជាល្ងីល្ងើ
But you know what I believe that somewhere down deeper in this lawyer's heart
តែខ្ញុំជឿនៅក្នុងចម្រៅចិត្តរបស់អ្នកប្រាជ្ញខាងច្បាប់នេះ
has this uncertainty about his own salvation
គឺมันច្បាស់លាស់អំពីសេចក្តីសង្គ្រោះរបស់ខ្លួនគាត់ផ្ទាល
់ about his own eternal destiny
អំពីទិសដៅនៅខាងមុខទៀតរបស់គាត
់ you know even in the midst of their own religious life
ទោះបីជានៅក្នុងកណ្ដាលនៃជីវិតសាសនាគាត់ក៏ដោយ
there remains this uncertainty about their eternal destiny
มันច្បាស់លាស់អំពីទិសដៅនៅនាអនាគត
In verse 29 there's actually a dead giveaway about his uncertainty
នៅក្នុងខ29ហ្នឹងគឺអ្វីដែលมันច្បាស់លាស
់ It says that this lawyer he was actually trying to justify himself he was desiring to justify himself what it means to love his neighbor
ហើយអ្នកប្រាជ្ញខាងច្បាប់ហ្នឹងគឺខំប្រឹងថាគាត់នឹងសុចរិត
And so Jesus has actually got him thinking, who is his neighbor?
ហើយព្រះយេស៊ូវបានឲ្យគាត់ពិចារណាមើលថាអ្នកណាជាអ្នកជិតខាងរបស់គាត
់ Is he loving his neighbor?
តើគាត់មានសេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់ចំពោះអ្នកជិតខាងទេ
Now think about this because if this scribe has got it completely wrong what it means to love his neighbor
ហើយអាចារ្យនេះគឺមានការខុសឆ្គងគំនិតខុសឆ្គងនៅក្នុងការស្រឡាញ់អ្នកជិតខាង
What do you think it actually means for him life after death or after death
តើមានន័យថាម៉េចចំពោះគាត់អំពីជីវិតដែលក្រោយពីស្លាប់ទៅ
It means eternal hell isn't it
គឺជាអរុអកលជនិត
If he gets it wrong it's eternity in hell
បើគាត់យល់ខុសគឺជាអរុអកលជនិតហើយ
Now that doesn't mean that you know salvation is by doing good works
មិនមែនសេចក្តីសង្គ្រោះនឹងបានដោយសារការធ្វើល្អនោះទេ
Because we know that from the scriptures it teaches that salvation is actually a grace of God through faith in him
ហើយយើងដឹងហើយនៅក្នុងគម្ពីរគឺសេចក្តីសង្គ្រោះបានដោយសារព្រះគុណនៃព្រះផ្ដល់មកយើងនឹងសេចក្តីជំនឿទៅដល់ទ្រង
់ And good works is actually a result of salvation
ហើយសេចក្តីដែលធ្វើល្អនឹងគឺជាលទ្ធផលនៃសេចក្តីសង្គ្រោះ
And that's what we need to understand
កលែងនឹងហើយដែលយើងត្រូវតែយល
់ Okay according to this parable it's not salvation by good works but salvation by good works is a result of salvation
ហើយយើងទៅតាមពាក្យបាសនានេះមិនមែនសេចក្តីសង្គ្រោះនោះដែលសាការធ្វើល្អទេ
So you know our Lord Jesus completely just launches into the parable of the good Samaritan
ហើយព្រះយេស៊ូវបានតម្រង់យើងទៅរឿងបាសនានៃអ្នកសាម៉ារីនឹងដែលមានចិត្តសប្បុរស
It's a story about a man and it's probably a Jew
ចារឿងអំពីបរោះហ្នឹងប្រហែលជាសាសយូដា
It's going down from Jerusalem down to Jericho
ធ្វើដំណើរពីយេរូសាឡឹមហ្នឹងទៅ Jericho
And on his way to Jericho he's actually being robbed and severely beaten leaving him half dead.
ហើយនៅក្នុងការធ្វើដំណើរហ្នឹងគឺទៅប្លន់ហើយវាយគាត់ហ្នឹងពាក់កណ្ដាលស្លាប់ពាក់កណ្ដាលរស
់ Listen to please. The first person to encounter the wounded man was a priest according to verse 30 and 31.
មនុស្សដែលមកជួបគាត់ដំបូងហ្នឹងគឺជាអាចារ្យយោងទៅតាមខ30និងខ31
Now remember this is actually a word picture that Jesus is using
នេះគឺជារូបភាពនៃព្រះបន្ទូលដែលព្រះយេស៊ូវប្រើ
And it is an illustration of everyday life
ហើយគឺជាការដែលបកស្រាយនៅក្នុងជីវិតរស់នៅជារៀងរាល់ថ្ងៃ
Because every day people are going down from Jerusalem to Jericho
ហើយជារៀងរាល់ថ្ងៃមនុស្សគេធ្វើដំណើរពីយេរូសាឡិមទៅ Jericho
And quite often when you go down aloneThere is a potential possibility that you could be robbed.
ហើយបើអ្នកធ្វើដំណើរម្នាក់ឯងនឹងគឺអាចនឹងមានការប្លន
់ And that is actually what happens to this man.
ហើយការអស់នឹងគឺកើតឡើងដល់បរិសម្នាក់នេះ
And the first person to encounter him is a priest.
ហើយអ្នកដែលជួបគាត់ដំបូងនឹងគឺជាអាចារ្យ
And the crowd who actually hears this story would think.
ហើយហ្វូងមនុស្សដែលឮពាក្យហ្នឹងគេនឹងគិតថា
That well, if this guy is a priest and he's encountered the wounded man, he's going to at least show some sort of compassion and mercy and actually help this person.
ហើយបើអាចារ្យណាទៅជួបបរិសនឹងដំបងដែលមានរបួសអញ្ចឹងគឺគាត់គួរតែផ្ដល់នូវសេចក្តីអាណិតអាសូរហើយមេត្តាករុណាដល់អ្នករបួសនេះ
Because this man was actually a priest of God.
ហើយបរិសម្នាក់នេះគឺជាអាចារ្យរបស់ព្រះ
One who would actually represent the people of Israel.
គឺជាតំណាងនៃសាសអ៊ីស្រាអែល
One who actually brings animal sacrifices for the forgiveness of sin.
ហើយគឺជាអ្នកដែលយកសត្វមកថ្វាយចាញ់បូជាដើម្បីឲ្យព្រះអត់ទោសបាប
And so if out of all the people it would have been the priest who would have known best.
ហើយក្រៅពីមនុស្សហ្នឹងគឺជាអាចារ្យនឹងហើយដែលដឹងច្រើនជាងគេ
To display God's love and mercy and compassion as well.
ដើម្បីបង្ហាញសេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់របស់ព្រះសេចក្តីអាណិតអាសូរនិងមេត្តាករុណាដល់មនុស្ស
But he doesn't.
ប៉ុន្តែគាត់មិនធ្វើទេ
He sees the injured man and he walks the other side.
គាត់ឃើញអ្នកមានរបួសហើយគាត់ដើរវាងទៅម្ចាស់ទៀតទៅ
You know there are some commentaries that says that the reason why the priest chose to walk the other way
គឺមានការបកស្រាយនៅក្នុងគម្ពីរបានចែងថាដោយសារតែអាចារ្យនឹងដើរហួសទៅម្ចាស់ទៀត
was because the man was a Samaritan
ពីព្រោះដោយសារតែបរិសដែលមានរបួសនឹងជាសាសសាមារី
See Samaritans are seen to be low class citizens
អ្នកដឹងទេគឺសាសសាមារីនឹងគឺជាមនុស្សដែលតូចទាប
They're not part of the covenant
គឺពួកគេមិននៅក្នុងសេចក្តីកាន់តាំងសញ្ញារបស់ព្រះនោះទេ
Because they were a mixed race you know Jews had intermarried with other nationalities
គឺជាកូនកាត់គឺជាសាសយូដានឹងរួមហើយបង្កើតកូននឹងជាមួយសាសដទៃ
And you know because of that Samaritans were actually hated by Jews they were despised
ដោយសារតែហេតុនេះហើយយូដានឹងគឺស្អប់សាសសាមារីខ្លាំងណាស
់ So that's one of the explanations that they came up to
Yeah, ហើយជាការរៀបរាប់ដែលពួកគេនឹងមក
Now another one was to explain why the priest walked the other side.
ហើយមួយទៀតនឹងប្រាប់ថាហេតុអ្វីក៏អាចារ្យនឹងដើរវាងទៅម្ចាស់ទៀត
Was because if he was a priest, he cannot defile himself by helping this man.
ហើយបើគាត់ជាអាចារ្យនោះគឺគាត់ត្រូវតែក៏ខ្វក់ហើយត្រូវតែលាងសម្អាតពេលដែលគាត់ជួយបរោះហ្នឹង
So if he actually went and actually did help well then he's got to go through the whole process again of ceremonial cleansing
ហើយបើគាត់ទៅជួយហ្នឹងគឺគាត់ត្រូវតែធ្វើច្បាប់លាងសម្អាតអ្វីៗទៀតនៅក្នុងក្រឹត្យវិន័យ
Keep in mind here this is just an illustration picture that Jesus uses
នេះគឺជាការបកស្រាយដែលព្រះអង្គហ្នឹងធ្វើរូបភាពហ្នឹងដើម្បីស្លាយបំភ្លឺយើង
This guy actually doesn't exist
ហើយបរិសនឹងអត់មាននៅទៀតទេអត់មានជីវិតទៀតទេ
Now there is another person that walks by and this time he is a Levite
ហើយមានម្នាក់ដែលដើរកាត់នៅនឹងទៀតគឺជាសាសលីវ៉ាយ
In verse 32 likewise he sees the injured man and he also decides to walk the other side
ហើយនៅក្នុងខ32លីវ៉ាយនឹងឃើញអ្នករបួសនឹងក៏ដើរវាងទៅម្ចាស់ទៀតដែរ
Now a Levite is a person who actually serves the priest
ហើយសាសលីវ៉ាយហ្នឹងគឺជាមនុស្សដែលបម្រើនៅពួកអាចារ្យ
And so the crowds are thinking well this guy because this guy's a Levite he at least would be second from the priest to know what to do
ហើយបើគាត់គឺជាសាសលីវ៉ាយហ្នឹងគឺ ជាអ្នកទី2របស់ពួកអាចារ្យហ្នឹងគឺគួរតែជួយមនុស្ស
And so the crowd are hoping that well at least he would show some sort of compassion and mercy and help this injured man
ហើយពួកផងមនុស្សហ្នឹងគេគិតថាគាត់គួរតែជួយហើយមានសេចក្តីអាណិតអាសូរដល់អ្នករបួសហ្នឹង
But sadly that was not the case
ប៉ុន្តែគួរឲ្យហោកសង្រេងណាស់គឺអត់ធ្វើអញ្ចឹងទេ
He too like the priest walked by the other side
គឺលីវាយហ្នឹងក៏ដូចជាអាចារ្យហ្នឹងដែរគឺវៀងទៅជាហៀងទៅ
But then comes along a Samaritan in verses 33-35. It says here that this guy actually had compassion towards the injured person. And so what does he do? Well, he actually brings aid to this injured person.
អ្នកដែលមានរបួសហ្នឹង
He says that he had wine and oil and he actually bandaged this guy up
គាត់មានស្រាគាត់មានប្រេងហើយគាត់លាបគាត់រុំអ្នកដែលមានរបួសហ្នឹង
And you know I mean alcohol has some sort of chemical compounds that actually disinfects the wound doesn't it
Yeah ហើយស្រាហ្នឹងគឺជាសារធាតុម្យ៉ាងដែលជួយនៅដែលជួយនៅដំបៅហ្នឹងកុំឲ្យមានការខ្លាយ
And oil as well was much like an antiseptic cream.
And it actually
soothes the pain.
And
so this guy here, he's got the whole complete kit with himself.
And
he doesn't hesitate.
You
know, back in those days, wine and oil was an expensive commodity. But you know what, this guy, it just didn't bother him at all.
You know, he
realized that life is far more precious than these things. And realize this, that the Samaritan even goes a step further than that.
Hi, so my jump big line, I dump big line, Nick, Samarin, Ban 12, which is a little bit. You
know, he picks the man up, puts him on the animals, and takes him to the inn.
Lurk quat lang, that net laboon, the lurching, no lursenung, a high good non quat type desamna.
And he continues to keep looking after him.
Hi, quat night, that bantor, tied at San net laboon.
And he even says to the innkeeper, whatever more has to be spent, he'll pay it back.
See, now
that Jesus has actually engaged the crowd into thinking about the whole situation, Jesus begins to set a higher standard of what it means to love your neighbors.
នៅអ្វីដើម្បីនឹងឲ្យស្រឡាញ់អ្នកជិតខាងនឹងយ៉ាងម៉េច
In Matthew chapter 5 verses 43-48 Jesus actually sets a complete new standard about what it means to love your neighbor
នៅក្នុងម៉ាថាយចំពុក5ខ43និង48ព្រះយេស៊ូវមានបន្ទូលថាតើមានន័យយ៉ាងម៉េចដែលស្រឡាញ់អ្នកជិតខាងនឹង
Our Lord says this you have heard that it was said love your neighbors and hate your enemies
អ្នកបានឮហើយថាឲ្យស្រឡាញ់អ្នកជិតខាងតែស្អប់សត្រូវ
But I tell you love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you
តែខ្ញុំប្រាប់អ្នកថាឲ្យស្រឡាញ់ខ្មាំងសត្រូវអ្នកហើយឲ្យអតិថានដល់អ្នកដែលបៀតបៀនដល់អ្នក
You know, so the crowds are probably thinking really I mean are you out of your mind to love your enemies
ហើយប្រហែលផងមនុស្សនឹងគិតថាត្រង់ហ្នឹងប្រទេសផ្ដាស់ហើយដែលថាឲ្យស្រឡាញ់សត្រូវហ្នឹង
They're probably thinking well it's hard enough to love your neighbors
ហើយប្រហែលជាគិតថាវាជាការពិបាកណាស់ដែលស្រឡាញ់អ្នកជិតខាង
But how can you even love your enemy it's beyond it's illogical
តើធ្វើម៉េចឲ្យស្រឡាញ់សត្រូវហ្នឹងនេះគឺជាការស្មានហួសពីគំនិត
You know think about it. Jesus you know knows how to stir the crowd up doesn't he
ដឹងទេគឺព្រះយេស៊ូវហ្នឹងត្រង់អ្នកដែលកកកកាយហ្វូងមនុស្សនឹងអាចចេះគិត
You remember when Vassal was preaching on the 10 commandments
នៅពេលដែលរ៉ាសូនឹងអធិប្បាយនៅក្រឹត្យវិន័យ10ប្រការ
half of it has to do with how you ought to love the Lord your God.
The
second half is how you ought to love your neighbors. The truth of the matter is this. No one can love God with a pure and sincere heart.
And
at the same time, no one can love his neighbor with a pure and sincere heart as well. You see, the observation of the priests and the Levites. You know, their action shows the selfishness that governs our own heart. And the excuses that people are going to make in order to avoid any trouble or any expense.
You know,
if going to help others is going to cost us anything financially or even our time. You know, immediately we have this wall right in front of us. We put up a self-defense wall. It's just exactly like what the priest and the Levite were doing. You see, even as Christians, you know, we allow sin and also our selfishness to get in the way of what God wants us to do. Just like the Pharisees, when God said, love your neighbors, we've taken that commandment and actually set ourselves within the boundaries of our own circles only. And that's quite true, because I'm sure you would all agree with me on that one, wouldn't you? Next
video,
please. When it actually comes to loving our neighbors, we first of all restrict to it to ourselves. I love me. Now, we also restrict ourselves to loving our families and extended families. If you go to school, your friends at school. If you go to work, maybe then there's some sort of extended love in the workplace. You know, it's not wrong to love these people within our circles. But God actually sets a higher standard of what it means to love our neighbors. At the same time, it's not just about loving, you know, everyone here in this church. But genuinely loving others who belong to the body of Christ in the world.
Galatians
6:10 says this, that therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the household of God. You know, if we see or we know or hear of a fellow brother or sister who is actually in need, you know, we close our eyes, we close our hearts. Did you know that it actually grieves God? Knowing that you could help, but you choose not to help. But doing that actually grieves God.
ឲ្យបាត់ធ្វើឲ្យមានចិត្តអញ្ចឹងហ្នឹងគឺធ្វើឲ្យព្រះទ្រង់ព្រួយបន្ទៃហើយ
Next verse please 1 John 3:17 says this but if anyone has the world's good whether it's money whether it's time whether it's clothing or whatever it is and sees his brother in need yet closes his heart against him how does the love of God abide in him
នៅយ៉ូហានទី1ចំពុក3ខ17បានមានបន្ទូលថាបើអ្នកណាមានភោគសម្បត្តិរបស់លោកីយ៍នេះហើយឃើញបងប្អូនណាដែលខ្វះខាតតែមិនចេះអាណិតមេត្តាសោះនោះធ្វើដូចម្តេចឲ្យសេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់នៃព្រះបានឋិតនៅក្នុងអ្នកនោះបាន
You know when not just to say well I love you love love love
អ្នកដឹងទេយើងមិនគ្រាន់តែនិយាយចេះតែនិយាយថាខ្ញុំស្រឡាញ់ស្រឡាញ
់ But he says do it indeed with your hands and get into it help as much as possible
ហើយព្រះមានបន្ទូលថាឲ្យធ្វើនឹងដៃឲ្យជួយទៅដែលអ្នកអាចជួយបាន
Are you prepared to even go that extra mile
តើអ្នកនឹងមានរាប់ចំខ្លួនឲ្យទៅចម្ងាយដែលឆ្ងាយនោះទេ
You know, just like this story of the good Samaritan are you prepared to go that far
ដូចជារឿងសាសាម៉ារីដែលចិត្តសប្បុរសអញ្ចឹងតើអ្នកមានចិត្តដើម្បីនឹងចេះជួយឲ្យបានឆ្ងាយទេ
Or maybe you give here's 50 bucks just don't bother me anymore
ហើយប្រហែលជាអ្នកនឹងឲ្យប្រាក់កាសខ្លះឲ្យមិនរំខានតទៅទៀត
That's what we most of us like to do here's some money and just I don't want to hear from you again basically
ហើយមនុស្សភាគច្រើនគឺគេធ្វើអញ្ចឹងនេះជាលុយដែលខ្ញុំឲ្យហើយខ្ញុំមិនចង់លឺទៀតទេ
You know, what does your heart tell you when you are put to the test
តើចិត្តអ្នកប្រាប់អ្នកយ៉ាងម៉េចដែលអ្នកដាក់នៅក្នុងការសាក់លបង
Are you going to help
តើអ្នកចង់ជួយទេ
Are you going to be like this good Samaritan and reflect the love of Jesus Christ
តើអ្នកចង់ជួយដោយសាសសាមារីដែលមានចិត្តសប្បុរសនឹងទេហើយជះនៃសេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់ព្រះយេស៊ូវដល់អ្នកដទៃ
So that others that is the world may see your good works
ហើយអ្នកផ្សេងទៀតថៃលោកីនេះឃើញសេចក្តីដែលល្អរបស់អ្នក
You know as Christians we have the law of God that is written in our hearts
ជាអ្នកដឹងទេយើងជាគ្រីស្ទានគឺយើងមានក្រឹត្យវិន័យរបស់ព្រះដែលសរសេរនៅក្នុងចិត្តយើង
You know before we became Christians we were like the priests we were like the Levites
មុនពេលដែលយើងជាអ្នកគ្រីស្ទានហ្នឹងគឺយើងដូចពួកអាចារ្យហើយនិងពួកលីវ៉ាយអញ្ចឹង
You know loving only ourselves and those that we know about or that we know of
យើងស្រឡាញ់តែខ្លួនយើងហើយស្រឡាញ់តែអ្នកណាដែលយើងស្គាល
់ You and I were also like this traveler you know who was wounded
Sorry,
We were all like this traveler as well, being wounded.
Yeah, how យើងក៏ដូចជាអ្នកដំណើរដែលមានរបួសនោះដែរ
You know, sin and Satan has actually robbed us and caused us to be separated from God and to be miserable in life.
ហើយអំពើបាបហើយនឹងសាតាំងហ្នឹងគឺធ្វើឲ្យយើងហ្នឹងបានដាច់ចេញពីព្រះ
Leaving us lifeless and also condemned for eternity.
គឺឲ្យយើងអត់មានជីវិតហើយនឹងកាត់ទោសយើងអស់កលជានិច្ច
But Jesus had compassion on you and me
ប៉ុន្តែព្រះយេស៊ូវមានសេចក្តីអាសូរមេត្តាករុណាដល់អ្នកហើយនិងខ្ញុំ
The love of God shown in the face of Jesus Christ
សេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់នៃព្រះបានរះបានភ្លឺនៅព្រះភ័ក្រព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទនៅក្នុងជីវិតទ្រង
់ You know, he gave his life for us even though we were enemies
ទ្រង់បានប្រទាននៃជីវិតទ្រង់ដល់យើងសូម្បីតែកាលមុនយើងជាសត្រូវរបស់ទ្រង់ក៏ដោយ
You know when Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of sin
ពេលដែលព្រះយេស៊ូវសគត់ទៅលើឈើឆ្កាងដោយអត់ទោសបាបដល់យើង
That's God's love
នេះគឺជាសេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់របស់ព្រះ
His grace shown to us
គឺជាព្រះគុណព្រះដែលបង្ហាញដល់យើង
His mercy
គឺសេចក្តីមេត្តាករុណាដល់របស់ទ្រង
់ So that you and I by faithwould receive the forgiveness of sin and eternal life.
ដោយសេចក្តីជំនឿរបស់អ្នកហើយនឹងខ្ញុំនឹងទទួលនៅសេចក្តីសង្គ្រោះអស់កលជានិច្ច
You know and that by believing in him God gives us this new heart.
ដោយជឿទៅលើទ្រង់គឺទ្រង់ឲ្យចិត្តថ្មីដល់យើង
You know just exactly as he has promised in Ezekiel 36.
ដោយជាទ្រង់បានសន្យានៅអេសេគៀលចំពុក
6 you know God said you know I'm going to get rid of thisold stubborn sinful heart and I'm just going to give you a new one where you're actually going to love me and obey me and love your neighbors
គឺខ្ញុំបានដោះនៅចិត្តដែររឹងតឹង គិតតែពីខ្លួនឯងនឹងហើយត្រង់នឹងឲ្យចិត្តគំនិតថ្មីដែលស្រឡាញ់ហើយស័ព្ទបង្គាប់ព្រះអង្គ
You know, and that is so true for all of us that we can love God, that we can obey the word of God, that we can love one another.
នេះគឺជាការពិតដែលយើងគ្រប់គ្នានឹងគឺស្រឡាញ់ព្រះហើយយើងធ្វើតាមព្រះបន្ទូលព្រះអង្គហើយយើងស្រឡាញ់គ្នាទៅរវាងគ្នាទៅវិញទៅមក
And that is possible through the indwelling of God the Holy Spirit.
គឺអាចធ្វើបានដោយសារតែព្រះវិញ្ញាណបរិសុទ្ធទ្រង់គង់នៅក្នុងយើង
You know, God is constantly changing our lives.
គឺព្រះនឹងនៅតែបន្តនៅក្នុងការបដូរនៃជីវិតយើង
He's renewing our minds.
ទ្រង់បានធ្វើឲ្យយើងមានចិត្តគំនិតថ្មី
So that each and every day that we would go closer to God, loving God and loving other people.
ហើយជារៀងរាល់ថ្ងៃដែលយើងចូលទៅចិត្តព្រះគឺយើងស្រឡាញ់ព្រះហើយស្រឡាញ់អ្នកដទៃ
And that we are able to love people.Of all different nationalities.
គឺយើងត្រូវតែស្រឡាញ់គ្រប់មនុស្សគ្រប់ទាំងសាស
Especially in this church where we're a multicultural church.
ហើយជាពិសេសនៅក្នុងក្រុមជំនុំនេះដែលមានសាសន៍លាយឡំគ្នាជាច្រើន
You know, when we come to church, we think, well, he's Indian or he's Sri Lankan, he's Cambodian, and so there is this unity. No, but in Christ, we're all in one, and there is perfect unity, perfect love, perfect harmony.
យើគឺយើងមកពហិនឹងគឺសាសជាច្រើននឹងគឺយើងរួមគ្នាណាហើយអ្វីនឹងគឺតែមួយ
You know as a church as a member of the universal body of Christ we ought to love
ហើយយើងជាក្រុមជំនុំគឺជាសមាជិកនៃរូបកាយព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទយើងត្រូវតែមានសេចក្តីស្រឡាញ
់ We ought to prepare ourselves to help others in whatever way we can
ហើយយើងរៀបចំខ្លួនយើងដើម្បីឲ្យជួយអ្វីដែលយើងអាចទៅបាន
I just want to say something quickly before we close up
មុនពេលដែលយើងបាត់នេះខ្ញុំចង់និយាយអ្វីបន្តិច
You know as a church we've been raising a fund for pastors conference that will be held in Cambodia in May
ហើយនៅក្នុងក្រុមជំនុំនឹងបានមានសេចក្តីប្រកាសដើម្បីនឹងប្រមូលលុយជួយនៅការដែល conference នឹងក្រុមជំនុំនៅគ្រូគង្វាលនៅប្រទេសខ្មែរយើង
And for 3 days Andrew and Zapani will be preaching over there
ហើយមហាសន្តិបាតហ្នឹងគឺ3ថ្ងៃហើយនឹង Andrew ហ្នឹងគាត់អធិប្បាយហើយនឹងខ្ញុំបកប្រែនៅកន្លែងហ្នឹង
And they are representing our church
គឺជាតំណាងទាំងពីរហ្នឹងគឺជាតំណាងនៃក្រុមជំនុំយើង
You know, for us it's a blessing to be a part of this conference
គឺជាប្រពន្ធណាស់ដែលយើងរួមចំណែកនៅក្នុងមហាសន្តិបាតហ្នឹង
And it's a small beginner step into helping other churches
ហើយគឺជាជំហានដ៏តូចមួយដែលយើងនឹងជួយក្រុមជំនុំដទៃ
You know, these pastors don't really have anything financially
ហើយពួកគ្រូគង្វាលដែលមកមហាសន្និបាតហ្នឹងគឺអត់មានប្រកាសទេ
Especially paying for their own way to get to Phnom Penh which is the city of Cambodia
ជាពិសេសគឺប្រកាសដែលធ្វើដំណើរពីកន្លែងដែលពួកគ្រូគង្វាលហ្នឹងនៅមកភ្នំពេញគឺកន្លែងដែលមហាសន្និបាតហ្នឹងធ្វើ
The average person earns $1.50 a day
គឺមនុស្សហ្នឹងគេធ្វើការបានប្រកាសហ្នឹងគឺតាមក
dollar 50ទេក្នុងមួយថ្ងៃ You know these pastors about 30 to 40 of them have to actually somehow get there
ហើយគ្រូគង្វាលអស់ហ្នឹងពី30ទៅ40នាក់ហ្នឹងគឺធ្វើដំណើរទៅ
And they need a place to stay they need food as well
គឺពួកគេត្រូវការកន្លែងដែរសម្រាប់ហើយគេត្រូវការម្ហូបអាហារដើម្បីនឹងហូបដែរ
So there's going to be a cost in this conference involved
ហើយមានការដែលចាយលុយនៅក្នុងមហាសន្និបាតហ្នឹង
ButDid you know that there are not much training that is available to local pastors who live in rural villages?
តើអ្នកដឹងទេគឺអត់មានការហ្វឹកហ្វឺនដល់មាំមួនចំពោះគ្រូគង្វាលដែលរស់នៅតាមតំបន់ដែលនៅឆ្ងាយឆ្ងាយនោះទេ
And so this is really an opportunity for them to go and to learn.
គឺជាឱកាសដ៏ល្អដែលពួកគេទៅមហាសន្និបាតហើយពួកគេរៀន
And to actually bring these studies and these learnings back into their local church
ហើយយកការសិក្សានេះទៅបង្ហាត់ហ្វឹកហ្វឺននៅក្នុងក្រុមជំនុំដែលពួកគេរស់នៅតាមតំបន់ឆ្ងាយឆ្ងាយ
So this is really for their own spiritual benefits
នេះគឺជាការចំណាញ់ខាងឯវិញ្ញាណរបស់ពួកគេដែលគេបាន
And as a local body of Christ
គឺជារ ូបកាយរបស់ព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
You know, and so far as a church, we're doing really, really good. We've raised so far about $405, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah. ក្រុមជំនុំយើងគឺល្អគឺយើងបានប្រមូលប្រាក់កាសហ្នឹងដើម្បីយើងជួយនឹងបាន405.
You know, and for a small church, you know, we have a really big heart.
Yeah, ចំពោះក្រុមជំនុំយើងដល់តូចហ្នឹងគឺយើងមានចិត្តធំហើយ
But you know what I want to challenge you
តែខ្ញុំចង់ជំរុញបងប្អូន
I want to challenge you in giving more
ចង់ជំរុញទឹកចិត្តបងប្អូនដើម្បីនឹងឲ្យបន្ថែមថ្វាយព្រះនឹងឲ្យច្រើនតទៀត
Not so that you can become bankrupt or anything
មិនមែនដើម្បីឲ្យអ្នកនឹងអត់លុយពីក្នុងបែងនោះទេ
But you know just to see the eternal perspective
ប៉ុន្តែឲ្យឃើញនៅការរងចាំនៅការអស់កលជានិច្ចវិញ
You know what was it that you say pastor that on this side of heaven That's it yeah kingdom mentality You know we will never see that the result of that but it will have eternal blessings for these fellow brothers and sistersin Cambodia
គឺយើងមិនដែលយើងរស់នៅក្នុងជីវិតយើងមិនដែលឃើញឥទ្ធិពលនៅឋានសួគ៌យ៉ាងម៉េចទេប៉ុន្តែយើងឃើញនៅពពកដែលព្រះនឹងធ្វើការនៅក្នុងកន្លែងផ្សេង
So it's still about 2 months to go
គឺនៅ2ខែទៀតនឹងទៅ
So I just want to challenge you if it's on your heart to actually give and to help in this area by all meansCome before God with a pure and sincere heart and say, you know what, Lord, this is what I want to give.
ខ្ញុំសូមជំរុញទឹកចិត្តអ្នកបងប្អូនឲ្យបានបន្ថែមនៅក្នុងការជួយតទៅទៀតថាព្រះអង្គនេះហើយដែលទូមង្គមជួយ
I might be uncomfortable giving this certain amount.
ហើយប្រហែលជាមិនណាចិត្តមិនសូវស្រួលនៅក្នុងការជួយប្រាក់ប្រមាណនេះ
But knowing that God will bless us in return.
ប៉ុន្តែសូមឲ្យដឹងថាព្រះនឹងប្រទានពរត្រឡប់មកវិញ
Not just us but also blessing our fellow brothers and sisters
មិនត្រឹមតែយើងទេប៉ុន្តែព្រះអង្គប្រទានពរបងប្អូនប្រុសស្រីយើង
Are you ready to take up a challenge
តើអ្នករៀបរាល់ខ្លួននឹងធ្វើពីការនេះទេ
I think it was Pastor Glenn's testimony I think it was last week that you shared how you went to in India
Yeah
it was challenged
ដូចជាទីបន្ទាល់របស់គ្រូកម្ពីរកលែនហ្នឹងគាត់បានធ្វើទីបន្ទាល់ពីសប្តាហ៍មុនហ្នឹងអំពីនៅប្រទេសឥណ្ឌាដែលគាត់ទៅ
Are you ready to face that kind of challenge like Pastor Glenn did?
តើអ្នករៀបរាល់ខ្លួននឹងធ្វើការដូចជា Pastor Glenn ហ្នឹងគាត់បានធ្វើទេ
Think about it.
សូមអ្នកពិចារណាពីការហ្នឹង
This is the parable of the good Samaritan.
នេះគឺជាពាក្យបាសនារឿងប្រៀបធៀបអំពីសាសសាមារីដែលមានចិត្តសប្បុរស
Let's pray.Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your word, precious word this morning, Lord God, to our hearts. Father, we know that you are the one who is able to stir up our hearts, Lord God. That is only through you, Lord God, that we are able to love you and to love our neighbors. Father, I just pray that we're not just hearers of your word this morning, but to be doers, Lord God. Lord, help us to have compassionate hearts, Lord God, not just within our circles and within this church, Father, but...Just help us to extend and to show real love, Lord God, to those that belong to other ministries, Lord God, especially those churches, Lord God, that is suffering, Lord God, for your sake, that are being persecuted, Lord God, for your sake. We pray, Lord God, that if we can just help in whatever ways we can, Lord God, whether it's financially, whether it's our time or whatever it is, Lord God, we just ask, Lord God, that through your spirit,that we will move forward, Lord God, in this area of our life, that we will be challenged, Lord God, not for our own glory, Lord God, but to be challenged and to love you and just to bring you glory, Lord God, in all that we do, Lord God. But Father, I just pray that you will bless our hearts this morning as we have received your word, Lord God, and just help us to glorify you, Lord, in all that we do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We hope you've been encouraged from today's sermon. If you would like further information about Springville South Church, please visit our website at www.springvillesouthchurch.org.au.